This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So who's hungry, Jama? Anyone's hungry? So you're all full? Because this hadith might ruin your appetite. It speaks about eating something. We're not used to it. So let's see what the hadith says over here. Hadith number 1833 in Riyad al-Salihin, Kitab al-Manthurat wal-Mulah. The chapter of Miscellaneous, a hadith of significant values. قال وعن عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله عنهما قال غزونا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبع غزوات نأكل الجراد. غزونا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبع غزوات نأكل الجراد. حديث رواه البخاري ومسلم. In this hadith, Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa رضي الله عنه, he said, we accompanied the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in seven expeditions. Seven journeys, expeditions. He said, during those expeditions, we ate only al-jarad, which is what? Locusts. Grasshoppers, basically, the big grasshoppers. Are you allowed to eat grasshoppers, Jama'ah? Huh? Not with biryani? Well, if you put it with biryani, it will disappear, so it's okay. Yani. No one will notice, right? You can tell the difference. But seriously, anyone ever tried that before? No one ever, oh, you tried it, mashallah. How did it taste? Say it again? Crunchy? Mashallah, you get it roasted probably, maybe. Huh? Right? Well, not the black ones. The black ones, not the locust. That's just insects. But this one, the locusts are the big ones. They're very big ones. The grasshoppers are small and tiny. There isn't much meat in them, really. But the big ones, the locusts, they do have some stuff. And I tried that because one time it was where was Sheikh Al Uthaymeen rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Aneza. So that season there was a lot of swarms of locusts coming and flying into the area. Subhanallah, you know these insects, they fly in big groups really, and they come to the crops and just leave nothing. Allah musta'an. So they only get greens, therefore they're clean, really they're clean and they're nutritious really. So, and they're full of protein. So I remember Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen was asked by some of the students, Sheikh, can we eat that stuff? He goes, of course you should. I mean, they said, it's okay. He goes, look for what they call them al-mitten or al-mikken. He says, al-mikken are those, the big ones that also carrying in its belly the eggs, basically. Like now, double the protein, basically. This is the one you look for. So how would you eat that? How would you eat that? Simply, they take off the head, the wings and the legs and everything, and they just leave the body. And that body, you have multiple options how you cook it. You can just eat it raw, if you want to, if you dare. You can boil it, when you boil it, and you can eat it afterwards. Or you can roast it. I tried the roasted one, actually, over the fire. How did it taste? In terms of texture, I would say maybe like popcorn. Seriously, in terms of texture. In terms of taste, the closest I could really resemble the taste for would be shrimp. Yeah. It's like shrimp, literally, just like shrimp. The big ones, just like shrimp. Now, in a matter of taste, that you can season them as you wish. You can use salt, you can use pepper, you can use whatever you want, you can use sauce with that, anything you want. But it's still good and nutritious. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, even one time, he told us a story. In that story, he said that they had, a Shami teacher in the area from Sham. Maybe that was back in the 19, probably maybe 70s or 60s even. He came from Sham. Sham, mashallah, they eat fancy food and all the stuff and so on. They never ate that stuff. He was always wondering about the locusts, because he heard in the hadith the Prophet ate locusts, and the people here, they say they eat locusts when it comes the season. He never had that before. So Sheikh, he said, one of those years, we had a good season of the mikken, the big ones. He goes, I got some of them in a bucket and, you know, kind of prepared it for him and sent it to his house. I said, this is the mikken that you're asking about. Bismillah, enjoy it. And he left it. Next day, the Sheikh, he goes, how was it? The man says, Qal, may Allah forgive you. He goes, what happened? He goes, I almost died. I tried one, I started choking, I couldn't swallow it, I couldn't get it out, I almost died, I almost suffocated. And then the Sheikh said, what do you do with the rest of it? He goes, I throw it away. Goes, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Like you throw away some of the amazing mekin, basically. So it is permissible. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was asked even about the permissibility of certain food. So he gave sallallahu alayhi wa sallam special instruction. So ila anil as-samak wal-jarad. He was asked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about eating the fish and eating locusts, dead fish and dead locusts. He said, lana maytatani wa daman. Two dead animals were made halal for us to eat, and two bloods were allowed to consume. Says, as for the meat, he said, the fish and the locust, which means when you find it dead in the desert, you can grab it and eat it. It's okay, as long as it's not bad. So how do you know it's not bad? I mean, if it's not rotten, doesn't smell, for example, bad, or it's not on the back of a swarm of ants, yani, traveling, so leave it for them, right? So in this case, it's okay for you to use it. Same thing with the fish. If you see a fish floating on the surface of the water, as long as it's not bad, you can still eat it. Yeah, but I did not do the proper slaughter. There is no such thing as proper slaughter for these animals. As they die, you can still eat them. Similarly, for example, if you eat crawfish, for instance, or even lobster, while it's alive, how do you kill that animal? Put it in the boiling water. That's fine. So, but isn't that torture? Yahi, this is don't put human emotions on these animals in that sense. This is how they slaughter. This is how they be sacrificed. Khalas, you do it in the same way. It should be okay, inshallah. As for the two bloods, the Prophet says al-kabid wa al-tuhal, the liver and the spleen, because it's heavy content of blood in them. And the Prophet said, it's okay for you to eat it. What does that mean? Cook it before you eat it. That's what it means. You cook that before you eat it. How to cook it? That depends on your recipes or dishes, obviously. But it's okay to eat the, from the halal animals that we eat. You are allowed to eat the spleen and the liver, even though it's full with blood. And the same thing, you are allowed to eat the fish and the locust. If you find them dead, it should be all right, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So next time you travel to Medina, inshallah, or Mecca, wait for the season and enjoy some mekin, inshallah. Any question, Jama? Yes? Oh, man. Are we allowed to eat turtle? Actually, I say no. No, depends. Some animals, if they're amphibians, have two phases in life, like, for example, frogs. The ulama, they say, it depends on which phase they're more into. Is it the land phase or the water phase? In regard to turtles, basically, specifically turtles, they allow the sea turtles. But the land turtles, they say no, because it actually has claws and fangs. And therefore, we shouldn't be eating it. Wallahu a'lam. Nah. Huh? What's on the menu, right? Alligators. No, same thing. You can't eat them. Nah. Yes. Some madhab don't allow shrimp, like in the Hanafi school. Wallah, you guys, you don't know what you're missing. I don't understand.
On what background do they use to justify?
So talk about shellfish, basically, like, for example, like crawfish in the river, or shrimp, which is in the sea, for example. Why they say it's not allowed? Because actually it's considered more of like scavengers. They pick up whatever actually falls on the ground and they eat it. Yeah, but that's in land animals, that's dirty, like hyenas, for example, or anything else. But in terms of the sea animal, it's okay. It's okay to eat the shellfish and should be fine, inshallah.
Because is it clear that anything from the sea?
Yeah, because it's in the ayah, it's in Surah Al-Ma'idah.
Why do they disregard it?
Ask the Hanafis, don't ask me. I remember, I just tell you what. One of our colleagues, he was Hanafi, he's from Turkey actually. He was so stubborn about the whole idea of shrimp. He says he don't eat shrimp. One time he was invited to go to New York, and he was invited there, so that when they presented the food, the appetizer were all shrimp, and everybody was eating shrimp, and they said, Sheikh, eat. He goes, I can't, I'm Hanafi, I should not be doing that. Yeah, Sheikh, bismillah, try it out. You know, it's okay. We're not Hanafi, but inshallah, bismillah, try it out. So he tried it out. I said, so what happened? Because today I'm Shafi on this masala. only with shrimp. He's Shafi on shrimp, yeah. Nah.
The food of the Ma'idah also says we can eat from people
Can we get the microphone to the sisters? Nah, go ahead, Brian.
But it also says we can't eat from anything that was.
Nah.
Most of the slaughtering that happens is with that gun that kind of bangs them in the head.
Nah.
Does that negate that?
We're not going to answer this question over here. We killed this mas'ala tons of times, and the debate is actually too long. The whole idea of the slaughtered animal, the proper slaughter, and so forth. That's a long discussion, actually. There's not the time to discuss. I can talk to you about it later, inshallah. Yes? Say it again. Look, are there locusts here in America? I think so. I mean, just go somewhere where there are farms, you'll find a lot, inshallah ta'ala. Now. Yes. No, actually, the because this is considered sea animal complete, it's okay. Again, it's part of the shellfish. No, the crab, basically, no. Sisters, go ahead.
I was wondering, does the permissibility of locusts also extend to other insects?
No, it does not. It does not go to other insects. It stays actually with the locust for being halal. Anything else in terms of necessity, it's different. But if it's a normal circumstance, it should be okay, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.